Sometimes she's good, at times she's bad. Sometimes the girl is just crazy.
Hello out there. Welcome to Good Mom, Bad Mom, Crazy Mom podcast. I am Asia, and I am so glad that you have stopped by. So, it is day 5 in our grand opening week. It seems like it has flown by. And for those of you that may be catching us for the first time, Good Mom, Bad Mom, Crazy Mom is a station for authentic mothering. And by that, we just mean giving ourselves a pat on the back for the good moments, admitting to the bad moments, and laughing hysterically at the crazy moments. We're just here to help each other get through it. And so this week is a special week for us. It's our grand opening week. And we've actually been doing something a little bit differently than what we'll normally do. Normally, we will air weekly on Sundays. However, this is day 5 of airing 5 days in a row. And we have been airing a show called Journey to Connection. Now, what Journey to Connection is the story of my bonus daughter and I and how we learn to connect authentically as a stepmother and stepchild. We deal a lot in our Facebook groups and other social media groups with blended families and stepmoms as well as biological moms. And so this show I thought would be an amazing way to kick off our podcast this week. And it is really some tips and some strategies on how we learn to connect authentically, my stepdaughter and I, and how we went from being in a really bad place to a really amazing place today. And one thing that I've heard a lot is we have a lot of women that listen to this, the Journey to Connection series, that are not stepmoms, but they say that the tips are so valuable for them learning to connect with their children, whether it be biological or stepchildren. So if you are not a stepmom, I just say that to let you know that you may still find some really valuable information on how to connect authentically to your own children, your biological children. So with that being said, episode 5, Journey to Connection, starting now.
On a journey to connection.
Hi, this is Journey to Connection. We're happy that you stopped by. This is pretty much the story of how me and my stepmom learned to get along by getting to know each other. My name is Victoria, but I prefer Tori, and this is my stepmom, Asia. She prefers Bonus Mom. I live with my dad, Bonus Mom, my 12-year-old sister Mariah, and my 7-year-old brother Trey. I have a 20-year-old brother named Michael also. It's almost unbelievable when I think about how bad things used to be between me and my Bonus Mom. Because we're so close now. But trust me, things used to be pretty bad. But we made it, and we want to share some strategies for your journey. We really want you to join in on the conversation. Use the hashtag Journey to Connections for your photos, comments, questions, posts, snaps, and tweets. We want to see it all. Let's start a blended family movement. Welcome to our Journey to Connection.
Hello, everyone. Today, we are talking about you and your stepchild finding something just for the two of you to do. It's week 5, and you've been on this journey with us, and it has involved some work. It has involved really looking at yourself and your behaviors and choosing to fight for a better relationship. If you've been implementing the strategies, then we hope that you are noticing that your connection as a stepmother and child is already strengthening and becoming more authentic.
Today, we get to the good stuff. This is the fun part. You get to find something to do together, a way to have fun, and really get to know each other.
The same way that you nurtured your relationship with your spouse by dating, you're going to go on special dates with your stepchild. If you have more than one stepchild, find a separate interest with each of them so you get to know each other as individuals. If you can't figure out a common interest that you already have, then discover something new together. Let's get to it.
So, it's time to find a common interest. This is a big deal. No matter how small the interest is, these are the seeds that will grow into connections that will cultivate into an authentic relationship. If you both love ice cream, then checking out every ice cream joint in town is now your new mission. If you love to read, check out local bookstores, binge watch television shows, travel together. No matter what it is, just make it great. Schedule these outings and commit to these outings. This is the fun part. This is the part that you've worked for. Now, if you have multiple stepchildren, find a separate interest with each child so that they each get the time with you that they need and deserve. Remember, this is what builds the authentic connection.
Hey guys, it's Victoria. I'm going to give you some awesome examples on things to do with your stepchild.
Become dessert critics for local restaurants. You can even start a blog. Write a mystery novel together. Go to the trampoline park and jump together. You could even go to amusement parks, zoos, and museums. Play a sport together. Go on relaxing spa dates. Start taking photos of local scenery and make a photograph collection. Exercise together. Take a dance class. You can also binge watch your favorite shows and discuss them during the week. Each of you make predictions about the storyline and see who's right. You could even travel locally, countryside, and abroad. Remember, whatever you decide to do, enjoy it.
These strategies will get you off to a great start. But remember, this is a journey and it takes time. Repeat each step as many times as it takes. Keep checking in on your truth, and when it's not what you want to feel, set your new intentions. Keep considering your stepchild's perception and use that insight as a healer. You may be surprised at how much self-healing occurs in the process. Keep forgiving and keep asking for forgiveness. Keep working together to define your own relationship with each other and keep that relationship separate from any outside chaos. Most importantly, keep connecting.
So there we have it. These strategies have helped us come closer and closer to where we are today, which is in a really good place. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and please take the time to implement some of the strategies as you commit to your journey to connection. As always, we are sending good vibes to the Bonus Mom Tribe.
Wow, so that concludes our grand opening extravaganza and our airing of the show Journey to Connection. I truly hope that you have enjoyed this series and that whether you're a stepmom or not, that you have found the value in learning to truly and authentically connect with your children. It makes such a difference in both of your lives. So, coming up this Sunday, we will be back to our regularly scheduled Good Mom, Bad Mom, Crazy Mom madness. See you then.
Sometimes she's good, at times she's bad. Sometimes the girl is just crazy.